Once there was a woman who made honey. She kept hives and hives of bees, and every now and then she'd collect the honey and take it to market to sell. One day she was walking through the forest with a big clay pot of honey on her head, singing a song. I am going to market, to market, to market. I am going to market to sell my honey. And as she walked, she imagined what she would do with the money when she sold her honey. And she was so busy thinking about that she didn't notice a stone in the road. She tripped on the stone, and the pot of honey fell from her head down onto the ground, smashing into 100 pieces. And she watched, distraught, as the sweet amber liquid seeped down into the soil. Oh no, she said. Why must you give me so much trouble? And then she turned and stalked off home, muttering to herself. In the place where this happened, there was a tree, and sitting in the top of the tree was a monkey. Now, the monkey was not very old, and he didn't know very many words. And when he heard her say, Why so much trouble? He thought to himself, I don't know that word. What does that mean, trouble? I'll find out. He climbed down the tree and went over to the sticky puddle in the soil. And he bent down and touched it with his finger. He sniffed it, and then he put the sticky finger in his mouth. He said, I like that. That's sweet. I'll have some more. And again, he put his finger in the sweet amber liquid and put his finger in his mouth. He said, this is the nicest thing I've ever tasted. This must be trouble. I like trouble. It's so sweet. I'm going to eat it all up. And thinking that he was eating trouble, the little monkey finished all the sweet stuff on the ground. When he'd finished, he thought, I want more of that. I love that so much. From now on, I know my favourite thing in life. It's trouble, and I want some more. I know what I'll do. I'll go and see my friend the elephant. He'll give me some. So little monkey went off to big elephant. He said, Brother elephant, I found out the thing in life that I really like best, the best thing of all. It's trouble, and I wondered, could you give me some? Elephant looked at him suspiciously.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Trouble's what I really like. It's so sweet, don't you think?
Okay, if you want trouble, I'll give you some.
The elephant drew back his trunk and swung it through the air, whacking the little monkey as hard as he could. And the monkey flew through the air, hit his head against a tree and fell down onto the ground, head spinning, legs aching, bruised and bewildered. Thought the monkey. Why did my friend do that? I don't understand. I know what I'll do. I'll go to Brother Lion. He'll give me some trouble. The little monkey went off to Brother Lion and said, Brother Lion, I found out the thing in life that I really like best. I wondered if you've got some. Said the lion. Well, tell me, what is it that you like best? It's trouble. I like trouble. It's the sweetest thing I've ever tried. You want trouble from me? Oh, yes, please. Have you got some?
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
The lion opened his mouth and bit the little monkey on the leg. And the little monkey ran away, hopping and jumping and crying. Ow, it hurt, it hurt. Brother Lion, why did you do that? Why did you hurt me? I just wanted trouble. This went on for a while as the little monkey went from animal to animal, asking for something and getting something that he did not want. Finally, bruised and bloodied, he thought, oh, maybe I better go to the wisest man in the forest. He'll know what to do. So he went off to the hut of the wisest man in the forest and knocked on the door.
Come in.
The little monkey went inside and there was the wise man sitting behind a desk. I wonder if you can help me. I found the thing in life that I really like best of all, and it's trouble, and I wondered if you could give me some. The wise man stroked his wise beard.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Trouble's what I like. It's the sweetest thing.
He reached under the desk and took out a big black bag and handed it to the little monkey. Take this out into the desert. When you can't see any trees, open it. It's full of trouble.
Thank you.
The little monkey was so happy. He dragged the bag out of the forest and into the middle of the desert, and when no trees could be seen in any direction, he started to open the top of the bag. He sniffed at it and he thought, that doesn't smell like trouble. And he pulled the bag open a bit more, and suddenly, out of the bag jumped three huge black dogs. He ran away, but they followed him across the desert, barking and braying as he ran as fast as his little legs could carry him. Soon he could feel their breath on his back legs as he ran, and he was thinking soon he'd be dinner for them. But at that moment, ahead of him, there was a tree, and he climbed up the tree and sat at the top, his heart beating like a drum. And around the base of the tree, the dogs were barking and braying, but they couldn't climb the tree, and so, in the end, they went off home. And as for the little monkey, he went off home too, to his mother, and he told her what had happened. And she laughed, and she said, "Son, you don't want trouble. What you want is honey." And she went into the pantry and took out a jar of honey, and he put his finger in it and tasted the sweet amber liquid, and it tasted wonderful.